ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We're all preparing for Eid and we're preparing for the celebration. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a few days, we would be having the news of Eid al-Fitr. One wonders if Allah Almighty will actually grant us the ability to witness that, or He might take us away prior to the Eid. If He does, may Allah grant us forgiveness. It's a blessed death to die in Ramadan, yet most of us would say, I don't want to go yet. May Allah take us when He knows it is better for us, and may He forgive us and grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus. My brothers and sisters, Eid is a happy day. What are you celebrating? Did you realize or do you know that you are celebrating the worship that Allah allowed you to engage in through the whole month? And what was this worship? Allah instructed you and He asked you to do it, and then He allowed you to fulfill it, meaning He gave you the capacity to do it. The fasting, the charities, the goodness, the character building, the prayer at night, and so much more. The recitation of the Quran, the improvement in so many ways. Mostly, it's the fasting and the prayers. So Allah's allowed you to do that. He ordained it, and then He gave you the capacity to do it. And you did it for a whole month. You worshipped Allah so much. You cried tears. You asked for your needs. You stayed awake at night. You looked for Laylatul Qadr. You made dua to Allah Almighty. Now He's telling you, do you know what? The season is over. I want you to celebrate. It is forbidden to fast on the day of Eid. It is forbidden to fast on the day of Eid, come what may. Fasting is haram on the day of Eid. So my brothers and sisters, Allah is giving you a day to celebrate your closeness to Him. Make sure that you don't do anything that will take you away from Him. That is the most important piece of advice for the Eid celebrations. While we are doing the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. That's called the takbir. You are declaring the greatness of Allah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and you're declaring the greatness of Allah and saying that all praise belongs to Allah. That is called takbir. That's mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. That means you shall complete that month of Ramadan, you know, the prescribed time. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. And you will declare the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Upon that which He guided you to do, subhanallah, and which the guidance that He gave you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And in order that you show gratitude. That's exactly what we are saying. You show gratitude that Allah Almighty has given you this and that He has guided you. All of that is the reason why Allah has given you the day of Eid. Notice the other day of Eid for us. We have 2 days of Eid. That is immediately after the first 10 days or on the 10th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, for example, after those acts of worship in the most blessed of days. And the people who went for Hajj, they just had the day of Arafah, and it was amazing, powerful, packed. Next day is the day of Eid. Allah says, these days are days of eating and drinking and thanking Allah. These days are the days of eating and drinking and declaring the praise of Allah and remembering Allah. أَيَّامُ التَّشْرِيقِ أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ. The days of Tashriq, just after the day of Arafah, those days are the days of eating and drinking and, subhanallah, amazingly, remembering Allah. Are you going to remember Allah on the day of Eid? Are you really going to do that which is in sync with what Allah wants? Do you realize, or are you going to bear in mind, that this celebration I have is a celebration of worship? Because I worship, I deserve this day. Many of us, especially the young and sometimes even the old, we forget that we're actually celebrating worship of Allah. And so we do the opposite on the day of Eid, where we disobey Allah. That defeats the whole purpose of the day of Eid. So this time we're preparing for Eid. The clothes you're going to wear, make sure that they are befitting a celebration of worshipping Allah for the month. I'm arriving at a huge celebration where we are celebrating worshipping Allah for the month, and I'm not even dressed in a way that would be pleasing to Allah. Subhanallah. Or, for example, I'm going to eat and drink things that are not even halal. May Allah forgive us. Or, for example, I'm planning to do things that are sinful just because it's a day of celebration. It's no longer Ramadan. The day of Eid is very, very important. It is also a massive day of ibadah. And Allah wants you to worship Him. That's how it is. So my brothers and sisters, as we prepare for Eid, it's not wrong to prepare beautiful foodstuffs and sweet dishes and sweet meats and whatever else there may be. And it's a sunnah to have a little bit of this before you even go for the Eid prayers. And mashallah, it's beautiful to prepare for it. And the ambience is amazing. And you're allowed to put up a little bit of decoration here and there. It's a cultural thing, but it's a good thing in the sense that you want to create the ambience. You have a little bit of perhaps a beautiful scent. Everyone's going to be wearing their best clothing. People are going to be coming out in numbers in order to declare the praise of Allah, get together. And on that day, there is an extra salah. Every day there's five. On the day of Eid, you have a salatul Eid, the prayer of Eid. So in Islam, celebration usually comes with an extra act of worship. Because that's how you celebrate. True celebration is when you include Allah in everything and you want to make Him happy too. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Here is my day. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to come up and I'm going to make sure that I worship Allah to the best of my ability. And I'm going to fulfill the extra Salatul Eid. And one thing that's amazing about Salatul Eid is there are extra takbirs. I have to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, more times than the normal 2 units of prayer. I have to say it many more times, and I have to listen to a little reminder from the Imam. He'll deliver a khutbah, and I will fulfill the salah just preceding the khutbah. And subhanallah, I will enjoy. I'll greet my brothers and sisters and pray for each other that Allah accepts your deed. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept from us and from you. How can that day be a day where we've forgotten Allah? We didn't pray Fajr, we didn't do Dhuhr, we delayed the Asr, we couldn't be bothered about Maghrib, and we went to sleep before the time of Isha, and we got up late at night and we went to party once again. Is that really a day of Eid? Is that really the way you want to celebrate the fact that Allah gave you perhaps the last Ramadan you're ever going to witness? And that's why we keep saying, thank Allah when you witness Ramadan, but remember the appreciation should be such that when you're exiting Ramadan, you don't forget Allah, because He's the same Allah in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Yes, Ramadan is a season and we should engage in more acts of worship. So it's not wrong to have slowed down in the sense that there's no more Taraweeh, there's no more daily fasting and so on. But we continue in whatever Allah has made compulsory. In Ramadan, I did what Allah made compulsory. Out of Ramadan, I will do whatever Allah made compulsory or has made compulsory, and He Himself has downsized what is compulsory outside of Ramadan. Meaning there is no compulsory fasting and so on. So this is something that we need to speak to one another about. I know it's very close to the day of Eid, but this piece of advice for myself and yourselves needs to spread, to say, please think for a moment, what exactly is the day of Eid? It's a celebration of the fact that you worshipped Allah so much in the season that preceded the Eid. So Allah gave you a day to celebrate the fact that you worshipped Him so much. Don't use that day to disobey Allah and to go away from His worship. Rather, worship Allah in the biggest possible way. Similarly, let's make an effort to visit close family, or at least call them, congratulate them. Congratulate them and make a dua for them. May Allah accept from them their deeds. Perhaps your parents, you might want to spend Eid together with your folks. Sometimes married couples say, well, whose folks should we spend Eid with? The husband or the wife? That's a minor matter. Where do you live? If you live in the same town, perhaps part of the day you can be here and part of the day you can be there. Or perhaps you can work it out that one Eid I'm there and one Eid I'm there. Or perhaps you can work it out in whatever way, depending on your work, depending on what circumstances you're in, depending on where they live. But let's not make these issues. Some people have a rule to say, I will have to have all of my children and grandchildren and everyone here with me to celebrate Eid. Well, if everyone had that attitude, then what happens to the others? What happens to the other grandparents? Subhanallah. Or sometimes you need to know, people have plans. I want to go out, have a bit of a break, a holiday. I want to fly out. I want to do this, do that. As much as it is a day when we should try and meet family and be together and so on, it is perfectly fine. If you have a few people missing once in a while, you will miss them, you will call them, express your love and tell them how much you care for them and the du'as and the congratulations and tell them how much you miss them, and that's it. And that you hope to see them next time. Don't make it an issue. It's not a day to create problems. If someone is not comfortable coming to a certain function for some reasons, try to be a person who understands and try to let go. It's fine. May Allah Almighty help us. If there is an issue, we can solve it. We can try to solve it. If we can't, it's fine. It is also a day of mending relations. The day of Eid is a day of joy and happiness. It's a day of coming together. So if you have issues in relationships, try to mend them. I'm not being very forceful, but I have to tell you that it's what Allah has said, not what I have said. We should be doing it as an act of worship. Allah will reward you. But if, for example, there is a toxic issue that I really cannot deal with, Allah has also asked you to protect yourself, your sanity, your mental well-being, and so on. So may Allah Almighty grant every one of us the best of this Eid. Remember my words, and let's do on the day of Eid only that which is pleasing to Allah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.